The hardest thing to do in business is to stand out. And a lot of people are going to tell you sales are hard, marketing's hard. Listen, it's all fucking hard, okay? It's all difficult. That's why we're doing this. That's why 90% of businesses fail. That's why 90% of podcasts fail. But the best part about this is that there are ways to stand out that work in any industry, in any niche. And it's called the Niche Times Three Framework. Fancy words, those don't matter. What matters is you go in this episode, and by the end, you know exactly how to differentiate your content to reflect how different your business is from the rest. So let's get to it.
Okay. And then got two questions. Angela Forrest asked, how do you make yourself stand out as a podcaster in a crowded market? I'm in the health field and that's pretty crowded.
Here's what I would do. I would just play at home. Meaning if you sell local, lean into that. If you don't sell local and you sell countrywide or global, cool. Figure out what niche you're in within health. Just ask why three times, right? It's like, or get more specific, right? What I say is niche times three. It's like Chris Brown, yeah, times three, that song, but niche times three, like niche. So just to get it stuck in your head. So we go insurance, life insurance, infinite banking, or we go like marketing, B2B marketing for SaaS companies that are 0 to 3 million. So as you niche, there will be less and less podcasts in those small micro niches, and that's where you attack. So you don't just start a podcast for your business. What we do is this podcast strategy where we look at that your whole nutritionist market, we niche you down two or three times, and then we look at what I would call a micro niche. So it's like three layers down, and now you're competing with 20 podcasts, not 2,000, right? And that's actually how we rank podcasts above Fortune 500 companies, is because we start niche and then we'll expand broader later. But I'm talking, we're not going to expand broader until year two or year three. So a great podcast is about a 5-year run to like really have a ton of leverage and establish yourself in that market. I mean, we can do it pretty quickly in 6 months and get you in the like established in your small niche. But that's what I would do. I would double down on going super duper granular.
And then Lily Cooney had asked, do you advise starting on YouTube first or just posting all over social media?
I advise developing a content strategy for your business, that by hiring an expert, then the expert is going to tell you where you should post. So that's a great question. Listen, here's the big problem. The big problem is all marketing works. SEO works, YouTube works, TikTok works, LinkedIn works, Facebook works, Instagram works, Twitter works, Blue Sky works, email. That's your issue. The problem is not that things don't work. The problem is when you do them all at once, it definitely doesn't work. It actually never works. So as a business owner, when it comes to social, you want to have one. It's Alex Hormozi, folks. It's one persona, one platform, one offer, right? We get 75% of our business from LinkedIn. We get 25% of our business from referrals and things like this, podcasts, right? I'm not on TikTok. LinkedIn's working great. I'm not going to TikTok until I can say with full certainty that there's no more results we can get from LinkedIn, right? And so that's how we treat social media. You don't go look for another client if you can upsell the client you already have, right? It's the same exact thing with social. You have to look at it like, where are our prospects hanging out? If it's nutrition, huge communities in Facebook groups. You could just do Facebook groups only, never make a social media post, and you can fill your client roster, right? But then you have to be doing Facebook groups 8 hours a day. We do LinkedIn 4 hours a day, every day, 5 days a week for the past 4 years. That's why it works. So whatever it is, as long as you stick with it, it will work, but you do have to decide which platform, which persona, and also which offer is right.
Lauren, please feel free, turn your mic on.
My question was, you said develop a content strategy, which, yes. And then you said choose one persona. You said one this and one something else. Can you just repeat what you said? I wanted to write it down. It sounded good.
If you Google like Alex Ramosi does a lot of content on this. So it's two books, $100 million leads and $100 million offers. So if you haven't consumed those, by the way, they're free on Spotify. They're $1 on all, or they're $1 on the ebook. They're very cheap. These are just like super foundational marketing books that I would recommend. And that's where this philosophy came from. So you know the source, Lauren. A great question. One platform. So to one social media platform. It doesn't have to be social. It could be, I only do email. I only do Facebook groups. I only do TikTok. I only do DMs, whatever. Then one persona. So one type of person. I only work with women above the age of 50 who have this problem. And then one offer. So I have one offer. You come to me and you say, oh, my thing is $12,000 for the year. And they go, I only have five. And then you go, oh, okay, sorry. And you turn them down because you only have one offer because you want to fill that $12,000 offer. You don't want to waste time on people who don't have the 12,000. Then as you grow, you start experimenting with more offers because now you have an audience of people because you've nailed that one platform and that one persona. So then you tell the $5,000 person, listen, I can't take your money. You don't have enough to work with us, but get on our email list. And then when we do drop a different offer, then maybe you can consume that one. So this is getting super in the weeds of marketing, but that's really
it. Yeah, because I was definitely about to like make you answer another question, but I won't because it's like out of the scope of what, but can I just,
yeah, I don't mind if Steph doesn't mind. I don't mind. I'm done.
Because I want two offers.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not the god of offers. Like,
no, I know, but what you're saying makes sense and it helps, especially when it's just us in our business. I mean, I have coaches and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But when it's just us doing the work, I have like an in-person offer where they physically work out with me and then okay. I have an app. So,
okay.
And my podcast has nothing, like I'm launching it next month. We're super excited about it. It's just basically about moms. Like it actually, we haven't even publicly told anybody, but we already have an invite out for everybody to join us for a Galentine's girly event. And that's where we're going to launch it. So we're super excited.
I love it. You're doing all the right things, Lauren. I mean, yeah, the fact that you're building hype around it, you have in-person side. I mean,
well, I love, that's my better. Thing. Like, I love seeing people and touching them and all the things. Not, well, that sounded really weird, but
I know what you're saying.
But yeah, anyway, this was good. So thank you.
Yeah, anytime. And that's, if you have a local element, yes, there's so much you can do. Events, in-person events, you host the event. What we're saying here with podcasting is you just own a stage. The venue always makes money. No matter if it's Post Malone or it's Hank Williams Jr., the venue always makes, Madison Square Garden will never go out of business. It doesn't matter if the artist goes bankrupt tomorrow. So when you have a podcast, you own a stage, then you can rent that stage, right? And so that's the same thing in person. When you have a networking event and then you have the number one networking event for women or the number one networking event for moms in my local area, well, now you own it and nobody else owns it. So then when another company comes in who sells to moms, they just come to you and they're like, listen, how much is it to sponsor this event, right? And that's how these things work. So yeah, that's a really good, this is it right here. Like that's really it, right? And that's why I didn't do the slides. And I'm like, this is really it, is having these conversations as to, hey, what can we literally do right now? Well, we can create an event around this podcast launch. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.